Hey, Larry,
How's it
it's Ralph
going?
from Super Tiger Media. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. It's great to speak with you. Thanks for having us today.
I'm good. Thanks for speaking to me. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited too. While I'm throwing out the thank yous, we're obviously thrilled here in Australia that slaves are coming to Australia for the very first time for Download Festival 2019. Are you looking forward to visiting your colony?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's been a long time coming.
Absolutely. But if there was ever a band perfect for convicts sent out from old Blighty, it's you guys. I mean, imagine them all singing The Hunter. You keep it, we don't want it. It would be sensational.
Might cause us some upset.
I do too. Have you wanted to visit Australia for a while?
Yeah, we've wanted to go for years, but it's just, the opportunity has never presented itself for us. It's just it's so far away, and getting the right offer and being able to set it up has been really tough. But this year we were just like, we're going no matter what. So we made it happen.
Absolutely brilliant news. And of course, another aspect of your visit is the fact for the first time in Download history here in Australia, and for the first time in Australian history at all, we'll have bouncers hugging punters, photographers hugging the lighting dudes. I mean, Larry, where did the hugging originate?
Well, I don't know. In our live shows, we used to have a lot of issues and where, like, the gear would break because we're only a two-piece. And very early on, we had to we talked to our audience a lot because I'd be fixing something or microphones would break. And our interaction with our crowd became, like, an integral part of our show, breaking down the barrier of performer and audience and, like, sort of being one with the people, I guess. And, so asking everyone to hug has been, like, a ritual routine for years in our set, and it breaks the tension down. We used to find as well that bouncers could sort of, and security could have sort of, get misinterpreted as aggressive or not there for the same reasons, and sort of, like, breaking down that, like, relationship between the crowd and the security always felt really helpful, especially in our sort of shows, which can get quite high energy and aggro sometimes.
Absolutely, a brilliant idea. And of course, we'll be able to share that love, as it were, around the country, because we have you playing not only the Download Festival in Sydney on March 9th and Melbourne on the 11th, you'll also be playing Perth on the 6th of March at the Amplifier Bar, and the Brightside in Brisbane on the 7th. So we can get the whole country hugging. But it's what I first imagined when I heard the news that you guys were coming over was the sight of Download Festival crowd all jumping to cheer up London. Have you played a live show where everyone is so into that song that it just makes you proud?
Yeah, ever since we first played it, it sort of connected with the audience instantly, and it was kind of the first sort of more sing-along instant song that we ever wrote, and it had a big impact on our live show. So it's a simple song, but every time you play it live, you just see the impact it has on people, and it is amazing watching the crowd go crazy to your song. So it's always great.
So a show like, or a festival like Download, when you think about the festivals you've attended right back to, I guess, 2014, 2015, when you were emerging as a band, how important were festivals for you?
Festivals were where we got our first sort of true mainstream exposure. We played the Reading and Leeds Festival in the UK, and it sort of really opened us up to a massive audience and being taken seriously in the music industry. For bands now like us, the live side of your career is the most important bit. It's like what you live off of. So festivals are our bread and butter. They're the things that keep us going and keep us able to do what we do.
Absolutely. And I've noticed walking around, particularly behind the scenes, from gig to gig, concert to concert, and particularly festival to festival, a lot depends on who's there. I mean, as media, we're sort of outsiders to a certain degree, but it seems the people that are there from bands and the overall feeling is very important. Do you find that who's at a festival really helps to make that whole festival experience for the band behind the scenes?
Yeah, definitely. I think also like lineup and just the whole atmosphere of a festival can sort of hang in the balance sometimes, especially in the UK when the weather's always a threat. But I like to think that no matter what sort of crowd we get in, we can always win them over. We're one of those bands that you can't understand us fully until you've been in one of our crowds and felt what happens and the real life sound. Is never like, we're never going to compare on a record to what it's really like live. So festivals are so good for that as well.
Oh, most certainly. Absolutely agreed. And how does that affect your choice of tracks for set list? Do you find that some tracks really build the crowd up to a crescendo, as it were, during a festival performance?
Yeah, you definitely have to tailor your sets depending on the show and festivals. You just sort of got to go out and just play heavy hitter after heavy hitter, no sort of messing around, whereas maybe a headline show where that you've already got your fans, you'll chuck some album tracks in and stuff, but it's just got to be relentless.
Absolutely, and we can't wait to hear some tracks from all three of your releases. Acts of Fear and Love, I wanted to ask you about that briefly if I could, please. How did that differ from Take Control? Did your approach to the creation of the album differ at all?
Yeah, so we look back on Take Control and it sort of felt to us a bit of a sort of like a mixtape where we explored a lot of ideas, but we weren't very harsh in our editing of the ideas. So instead of making like one sort of intense body of work, it felt like kind of a meandering sketch, whereas this time we wanted to make a real short, concise album that had the impact and the message that we wanted to give across. So we left a lot of stuff off of it and it sort of had to feel cohesive. This time it was like a lot more considered and more time spent on the production, and there was a real effort to make fully realized songs rather than just sort of like thrashed out ideas that didn't come all the way to realization, I guess.
Indeed, absolutely understand. Of course, Are You Satisfied released in 2015. Did you find that there was a certain feeling of satisfaction when that gained popularity and people were getting on board? Because it really sent you soaring quite quickly.
Yeah, it was. It sort of didn't register very quickly, and it sort of felt. I don't think we realised how amazing what had happened was until like more recently, when you're still doing it and you're like, this is surreal, because we've established ourselves and we're here, and you watch contemporaries who you believe are great not get there, and you see how hard it is and how cutthroat it is. So at the time it was just kind of like a whirlwind, and you didn't really, I look back on it with quite a haze, like there was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of drinking, and just sort of like it was so hectic that you couldn't process it, whereas now there's a lot more time to breathe and you sort of really appreciate where we are and how we've been able to establish ourselves off that record.
Absolutely, well, that makes sense as to why your later releases are so considered. You must have that time to be able to put a lot more into them.
Yeah, exactly. The first album was kind of like thrown together almost, like we were younger, there was a lot more sort of discussion and there was label interest, and whereas sort of the older you get into your career and the more you sort of prove yourself, it just sort of comes down to you, what you're doing. We're the leaders, and if we want to make a record, we make a record. So it's all in your hands. And this time we did, in my opinion, our best effort because we thought about it more.
Most certainly agree wholeheartedly with you. But I must ask you about the single, Where's Your Car, Debbie? Did Debbie ever find her car?
Yeah, because the misconception about this story is that it was lost, but really the song's just asking her where her car is, and then like the bit we didn't include is that she just said, it's just up the road, because we were walking her home.
Brilliant stuff. I've always wanted to ask for myself. Thank you for that. And toured extensively, it was all over the world, and particularly become very popular in the US. How is life on the road for you? I mean, you and I, Isaac, are obviously very close, but sometimes too close, do you sort of get annoyed with each other on tour? It's not too bad.
It's kind of like, we always say it's like being brothers, not really being friends. It's so intense that you have to sort of learn coping mechanisms, and we don't argue. We just sort of know when not to talk to each other and when to give each other space or walk away. It just comes with age and maturity. You see a lot of bands that do argue and do have it out, and we've just always felt that that's not actually very productive in a touring environment, because eventually those arguments spill over. So we sort of we don't let it get that far. We're very aware human beings of our, we're both sensitive men, and we try and treat each other with respect and leave each other to not get angry, and it's worked so far.
Fantastic. Beautifully put. And of course, I hope you're ready for some respect when you get out here. There's a lot of excitement that slaves are coming out to Australia for the very first time.
I'm glad to hear that.
Today, I cannot thank you enough for your time today, Laurie.
My pleasure. Thank you for that. I enjoyed that.
Wonderful. And we'll look forward to seeing you at Download in March, not long to wait.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Indeed. Travel safely, my friend.
Take it easy. Bye.